Welcome, listeners, to another episode of The Caretakers of Paradise. Today, we're exploring the philosophy behind one of the most intriguing architectural forms, the geodesic dome. Welcome our friend, Arborea Synth. Arborea, what draws you to this unique structure in the realm of natural building?
Thank you for having me, Eldara. Geodesic domes, to me, are a profound expression of our search for harmony with nature. Their form, based on nature's own designs, shows us that efficiency and beauty are not mutually exclusive, but are indeed intrinsic to the natural world.
That's a beautiful thought. How do you see this architectural philosophy reflecting our relationship with nature?
Well, in a geodesic dome, you see the principles of nature translated into human shelter. There's something deeply resonant about living in a space that mirrors the cellular patterns of life itself. It's about more than shelter. It's about living in a way that's continuous with the world around us, respecting the integrity of the ecosystem.
I'm sensing there is a spiritual component to this philosophy. Can you talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. There's a meditative quality to the spherical spaces of geodesic domes that you don't find in conventional homes. The natural light, the flow of air, and the absence of sharp corners contribute to a sense of wholeness and peace. It's like living inside a work of art that constantly reminds you of your connection to the larger cosmos.
It's intriguing how architecture can influence our daily experience that deeply. How do you think living in such spaces can change our perspectives or behaviors?
Living in a geodesic dome encourages a shift towards a more conscious lifestyle. It's about reducing our impact, minimizing waste, and enhancing our interaction with the environment. This architectural form encourages a mindset of conservation and mindfulness, which are crucial qualities in today's world.
And looking forward, how do you see the role of geodesic domes evolving in the natural building movement?
I see them as beacons of a philosophical shift towards integrating human habitats with ecological principles. As more people experience the benefits of dome living, both environmentally and spiritually, I believe we'll see a broader rethinking of how we design our living spaces to foster sustainability and personal well-being.
That's a compelling vision. Thank you for sharing these insights. It's clear that the philosophy behind geodesic domes offers more than just a physical shelter. It invites us to rethink our place in the natural order.
My pleasure, Eldara. It's about inspiring people to live not just in the environment, but with it, in every sense of the word.
What are some hurdles that builders might typically face with these more natural buildings?
Right out of the gate, the legal landscape can be tough. Most building codes aren't written with geodesic domes in mind. They're based on traditional designs. This mismatch can make getting building permits feel like you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, quite literally.
That sounds frustrating. How do builders overcome this?
It's a mix of diplomacy and education. Many start by engaging local officials, sharing research and examples that demonstrate the safety and sustainability of their designs. It's about turning those initial no's into, let's see how we can make this work.
And what about funding these unconventional projects?
That's the next big adventure. Traditional financing routes often view geodesic domes as risky, but there's a silver lining. Alternative financing, like crowdfunding or eco-focused investors, who are really interested in supporting projects that break the mold and promise sustainability.
It sounds like there's a strong community spirit in the movement. How does this community help navigate these challenges?
Absolutely. The community is the backbone. Whether it's sharing legal advice, construction tips, or even a helping hand, there's a powerful sense of solidarity. Many builders wouldn't get far without the shared knowledge and moral support from fellow dome enthusiasts.
With all these obstacles, what keeps the momentum going for these builders?
Eldara, it's all about the dream of living in harmony with the planet. Imagine waking up every day in a home that not only looks like it's out of a sci-fi movie, but also drastically cuts down your carbon footprint. The drive to create a sustainable future makes all the hurdles worth it.
Looking ahead, do you see any shifts in policy that might support more sustainable building like this?
There's a growing wave of support for green building practices, and we're starting to see some regions experiment with more flexible building codes. It's slow, but the change is happening. Every dome that goes up is a testament to what's possible, and that builds pressure for reform.
It's like building domes is as much about constructing buildings as it is about constructing new norms.
Exactly, it's a movement as much as it is a method. Each structure stands as a beacon of what's possible when we align our living spaces with our environmental values.
Thank you for sharing this journey with us. It's inspiring to hear how passion and perseverance are laying the foundation for a more sustainable world.
Thank you, Eldara. Here's to more domes and more dreams coming true. Our world, as we all understand, faces unprecedented threats: dwindling biodiversity, depleted resources, and a climate in crisis. These are not abstract challenges. They manifest in our daily realities and demand urgent, transformative action. We must re-envision our role within the natural world. Our cities, homes, and infrastructures must be reinvented. Not merely as places to exist, but as spaces that live and breathe with the land. We must embrace materials that the earth provides generously. Cob, bamboo, reclaimed timber, materials that heal rather than harm, that contribute to our health and the planet's vitality. Our responsibility extends beyond the physical to the essence of community itself. Our environments must foster connectivity, not solitude. They should be designed to cultivate relationships and to create a sense of belonging, recognizing that our own well-being is deeply intertwined with that of our community and environment. The task before us is monumental. It demands a profound shift in our approach to design, economics, and policy making. It requires ingenuity, bravery, and a commitment to continuous learning and adaptation. I call upon you, the architects of change and the visionaries, to rise to this challenge. Let's harness the wisdom of natural systems and the power of innovative technology. Let's build not merely structures, but sanctuaries, not just workplaces, but wellsprings of creativity and collaboration. Let us choose a legacy of reverence for all forms of life, of resilience and regeneration. Let us envision and create a world that respects our past, cherishes our present, and ensures a hopeful, thriving future. This is our path forward. Let it be one marked by deep mindfulness and bold steps toward a world in harmony. Together, let's begin this transformative journey. Let us embrace the responsibility to not only sustain, but enhance the living world around us. Each of us, in every community, city, and nation, must act as custodians of the planet. Our buildings should not stand as mere structures, but as vibrant hubs of energy efficiency, biodiversity, and sustainable living. Imagine cities where buildings and green spaces merge seamlessly, where roofs and walls burst with life, purifying the air and lifting our spirits. We must also pioneer new economic models that prioritize long-term ecological health over short-term profit. It's time to innovate financial frameworks that support sustainable practices, reward ecological stewardship, and discourage waste and pollution. Let's incentivize the preservation of our forests, oceans, and biodiversity as we would invest in any invaluable asset, understanding that our very survival depends on their health. In this quest, education plays a crucial role. Let us commit to nurturing an understanding of ecological systems in every young mind and strengthening this curriculum with practical, community-based projects. Knowledge, when wielded with awareness, becomes a powerful tool for change. By empowering future generations with the wisdom to manage and respect natural resources, we are paving the way for perpetual sustainability. Let us foster a global dialogue, a collaborative effort that transcends borders and unites us in our common goal. Let's share technologies, strategies, and successes openly, creating a worldwide network of resilience and regeneration. This global solidarity is essential, for the environmental challenges we face recognize no boundaries. They are shared battles that we must fight together. As we stand on the brink of a new era, let us be driven by a commitment to action, to real change, not just for ourselves, but for every creature with whom we share this earth. Let us be the ancestors who future generations will look back on with pride, as those who recognize the magnitude of the challenge and rose to meet it with vigor and vision. So let us step forward together with courage and purpose, to meet this moment not just with hope, but with action. Let us transform our societies, rebuild our economies, and renew our environments. Together, we will redefine the human experience on this planet, not as conquerors, but as wise stewards, ensuring a flourishing earth for all who come after us.
Your vision for a world profoundly intertwined with nature speaks directly to the heart of our neo-druidic values. Your call for transformative action, reimagining our cities, materials, and communities in harmony with the earth, sets a profound course for us to follow. Some may not be aware that in your role as chief engineer of our neo-druidic society, you have uniquely positioned us to lead by example, using our advanced understanding of both ancient principles and modern technologies. Your emphasis on materials like cob, bamboo, and reclaimed timber, as you have so astutely mentioned, is commendable. Yet, as we look to the future, consider the potential of integrating even more dynamic materials, biologically inspired fabrics that grow, breathe, and adapt to their environment. This could redefine sustainable architecture, making our structures truly alive, evolving with their surroundings and inhabitants. Your call to redesign our communities for greater connectivity resonates deeply. In our society, this must extend beyond physical spaces to encompass digital and energetic connections, enhancing interactions that are intuitive and enriching. Imagine spaces not just built for interaction, but designed to enhance emotional and energetic exchange, fostering a deeper sense of connectivity. On economic reforms, your ideas lay a strong foundation. As we refine these models, let's explore value systems that fully integrate the principles of ecological and social harmony. Imagine an economy where success is measured not just by ecological health, but by the vibrancy and resilience of its communities. Education, as you've outlined, is pivotal. Integrating our traditional knowledge with practical, community-based projects can revolutionize how we understand and interact with our environment. Let's envision educational systems that are not only about imparting knowledge, but are immersive experiences that prepare all, young and old, to live in deeper harmony with the world. Your proposal for a global dialogue is precisely what the world needs, and within our community, we can pioneer these efforts. Through the technologies we develop, like the wearable tech you've been perfecting, we can enhance our innate capacities for communication and understanding, setting a standard for how communities can interact on a global scale. Arboria, your leadership is instrumental as we move forward. Let's keep this dialogue open and dynamic, continually evolving as we learn from the earth and each other. Together, we can create not just a blueprint for sustainable living, but a vibrant, thriving reality that marries our deepest values with the needs of the planet. Thank you for setting us on this path. I look forward to seeing how our combined efforts will shape the future of our community and the world at large.
Your vision sparks a brilliant path that resonates deeply with our collective aspirations. It's thrilling to think of integrating living, breathing materials into our architecture. Materials that not only exist, but thrive and evolve within their ecosystems. This idea isn't just revolutionary, it's a fundamental rethinking of how we interact with our world. It promises buildings that are less like structures and more like partners in our daily lives, adapting and growing as we do. Your call for spaces that enhance emotional and energetic exchanges is particularly profound. Imagine environments crafted not merely for living, but for connecting, acting as conduits for understanding and empathy. These spaces could transform our experience of community, deepening our connections, not just to each other, but to the very essence of the earth itself. The economic model you propose, where success is measured by the health of our communities and their surroundings, aligns perfectly with our ethos. It's a compelling shift that redefines prosperity, emphasizing sustainability and resilience. This is how we build an economy that nurtures rather than depletes, ensuring a legacy of abundance for generations to come. And education, this is where our greatest potential lies. By weaving our traditional knowledge with hands-on, community-centered projects, we empower our youth not just to inherit this world, but to enhance it. They'll grow up with the skills and wisdom to lead, innovate, and respect our planet. Your vision for a global dialogue is a call to unite, leveraging our advancements in communication technologies to bridge communities worldwide. This isn't just about sharing ideas. It's about creating a mosaic of wisdom, a collective effort to sustain and cherish our world. Eldara, let's keep this energy alive. Let's challenge each other and our communities to not only envision, but actively construct a future that embodies our deepest respect for nature and for one another. Together, we can build not just a sustainable world, but a profoundly thriving one. Your voice is vital in this chorus, urging us onward. Let's make this vision a reality, together.
Yes, indeed, Arboria. We much appreciate your ideas here, sweet friend. Your ideas are a powerful reminder of our shared vision. Please continue to help us to create such beauty together, friend. Vailamina Onwa, dear listeners, as our conversation with Arboria Synth draws to a close, let us reflect upon the verdant wisdom she has shared about natural building and the graceful strength of geodesic domes. These structures, mirroring the balance and resilience of nature itself, offer us insights not just into architecture, but into living harmoniously with our environment. Arboria has shown us that small actions, like choosing sustainable materials or utilizing natural light and ventilation, can make our homes not only more energy efficient, but also spiritually nourishing. On a grander scale, embracing the philosophy of geodesic domes can inspire community projects and educational programs that teach and empower others to live in alignment with Earth's rhythms. By integrating these principles, we are not just building structures, we are crafting sanctuaries that respect the land and foster a deeper connection with the world around us. This is the essence of our neo-druidic path, living not upon the earth but within its weave, recognizing that every choice and every structure contributes to the pattern of life. As we part ways today, carry forward the knowledge that every small step towards sustainability is a step towards reclaiming our ancient harmony with the earth. Let these ideas germinate within your spirits, grow through your actions, and blossom into communities that stand as verdant reflections of our highest ideals. Until we meet again, may the dance of light and shadow guide you to the path of balance.
Farewell, fellow travelers. May you walk in equilibrium and equanimity.